Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone, from the North Pole Flight Command Center. I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Signs everywhere are pointing now to activity in North America. As noted before, we have reports of plenty of Santa nearby, but we lack confirmation on a lot of deliveries. We're trying to sort through that as well as to figure out why Santa might be delaying a bit. Here with a little insight, perhaps, is Elf Holly Berry, reporting now from the North Pole Post Office. Holly?
Red, the North Pole Post Office has a direct line to Santa while he flies, and they tell me that call activity to Santa's voicemail has dramatically picked up in the past few hours. It appears that folks from all over are calling 866-847-2682, trying to leave last-minute messages to the big guy.
Is that activity slowing Santa down?
We have no way of really knowing exactly how Santa processes that information, or whether it's causing delays.
Red, Holly, sorry to interrupt here, but we've got Elf Crash Murphy back on the line. He's following Santa now. Maybe he can shed some light on this situation. Crash?
Frank, it's not the messages slowing Santa down. It's the lights, Frank. He's finding a lot of people still awake in Canada, of all places. And he's a bit frustrated that he cannot deliver there. I just heard him say he's heading back down to Mexico and maybe a few other places in Central America he hasn't been to yet, just to give folks in Canada and the United States time to hang their stockings.
Thank you, Crash, and Holly and Frank. From Flight Command Center at the North Pole, where we're trying to keep Santa on track and not let the wheels fall off on a possible speed record, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.